Hold fast the beginning of your confidence. St. Helena, California, June 3, 1906. For many months I have been troubled, as I have seen that some of our brethren whom God has used in His cause are now perplexed over the scientific theology which has come in to lead man away from a true faith in God. Sabbath night, a week ago, after I had been prayerfully studying over these things, I had a vision in which I was speaking before a large company, where many questions were asked concerning my work and writings. I was directed by a messenger from heaven not to take the burden of picking up and answering all the sayings and doubts that are being put into many minds. Stand as the messenger of God anywhere, in any place, I was bidden, and bear the testimony I shall give you. Be free. Bear the testimonies that the Lord has for you to bear in reproof, in rebuke, in the work of encouraging and lifting up the soul, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 20. After the vision, I prayed aloud with great fervor and earnestness. My soul was strengthened, for the words had been spoken, "Be strong, yea, be strong." Let none of the misleading words of ministers or physicians distress your mind. Tell them to take the light given them in publications. Truth will always bear away the victory. Go straight forward with your work. If the Holy Spirit is rejected, all my words will not help to remove, even for the time being, the false representations that have been made, and Satan stands ready to invent more. If the evidence already given is rejected, all other evidence will be useless until there is seen the converting power of God upon minds. If the convincing impressions of the Holy Spirit made in the past will not be accepted as trustworthy evidence, nothing that can be presented hereafter will reach them, because the bewitching guile of Satan has perverted their discernment. To those who have been convinced again and again, as the Holy Spirit has borne witness, all the words that can now be said cannot be as forcible as the impression made by the Holy Spirit of God. To my brethren, I say, go forward. Be of good courage. Whenever the Spirit of God is entertained in the place of the underworking of evil influences on mind and heart, those who have been working against God will come to their right bearings. A great work is to be done now in convicting souls. The message must in no case be changed from what it has been. As has been foretold in the Scriptures, there will be seducing spirits and doctrines of devils in the midst of the church, and these evil influences will increase. But hold fast the beginning of your confidence, firm unto the end. Let not souls be drawn into Battle Creek. Warnings are to be given. A message similar to that borne by John the Baptist is to be heard. But beware of men, for they will seek to divert the mind from the necessity of heeding the true issues for this time. Carry on the work now for those who need the truth and who have not resisted evidences of the truth for fallacies and scientific imaginations. The time is at hand when Satan will work miracles to confirm minds in the belief that he is God. All the people of God are now to stand on the platform of truth as it has been given in the third angel's message. All the pleasant pictures, all the miracles wrought will be presented in order that, if possible, the very elect shall be deceived. The only hope for anyone is to hold fast the evidences that have confirmed the truth in righteousness. Let these be proclaimed over and over again until the close of this earth's history. The perils of the last days are upon us. Devote not precious time in trying to convince those who would change the truth of God into a lie. Proclaim the third angel's message. Bear a straightforward, clear-cut message. Thus I was speaking before a perplexed company just before I called them to take their stand on the right side. If some choose another position, let them alone. Labor for those who have never had the evidence of truth. So long as men hold fast to men and believe men in the place of the Word of God, you can do little to help them. You are working against principalities and powers, as is represented in Ephesians 6, verse 12. We are to revive the truth, to stand in the truth. Whoever is determined to depart from the faith cannot be helped by you. All your reasoning will be as idle tales. Take the banner of truth and hold it aloft, higher and still higher. The Lord calls for faithful minutemen. Go into the cities that need the message of a soon coming Savior. thousands of unbelievers in our cities need to hear the last message of warning. It is Satan's plan to produce these variances, to keep our minds on dissensions and unprofitable problems until the last woe shall come upon the world. Time now is too precious to be lost through confusion. Proclaim to the world that Christ is soon coming. Gather not at Battle Creek. Spoil not the minds of youth, physicians, and ministers. Set at work in the cause of God every soul who has heeded the words of warning given. I have been instructed that it is not extravagant display which is now required in giving the last message of mercy to our world. We must go forth in the simplicity of true godliness. Our sanitariums, our schools, our publishing houses are to be God's instrumentalities to represent the humble manner of Christ's teaching. In a marked manner, the Lord will be the strength and power of His people. Maintain simplicity and pray in faith constantly. Wherever you are, your only safety is in prayer. Hold fast the beginning of your confidence firm unto the end. Beware of the leaven of evil. Talk less. Criticize less. Let everyone remember that he is now on test and trial for life, eternal life. God now calls for all who choose to serve Him to stand firmly on the platform of eternal truth. Let those who have brought about the present state of confusion by making the division that exists stop to consider seriously before going any further. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. Joshua 24, verse 15. If the Lord be God, serve Him, but if Baal, then follow Him. 1 Kings 18, verse 21.